Proclamation number 0393 of 2nd of May, 1938. Research, error. Love, truth. Master Builder. To those who love me, I do good without turning away. And therefore take care that you do not live in want one single day, and remain in my love. Mankind looks for a way by which it believes leads to the recognition of the Godhead, and therefore easily goes astray, because this way should be found in the heart, but not through research and fathoming of the intellect. And so very few human beings find the right result. It always undermines truths, but the spirit of the researcher will never be completely illuminated. I give those who remain in my love a teacher myself, and then a full knowledge of the divine truths is certain for them. So I lay the foundation stone for you at all times and wait only for your full will, that you would build on it. Does the Spirit of God move in you that you long to receive, that you accept what you have received into your heart? That every day lets it flow to you anew, which lifts your spirit. Then the building will progress well and this can no longer be torn down by earthly power. For every building has its master builder, and where this master builder is your savior himself, the work must also succeed and remain in existence for eternity. Nothing of what I myself have given my blessing for and what has arisen in my will, can be destroyed. Let yourself be reminded of the words of the Lord. He who builds and works for eternity will not need to fear to see his work go to shame. The most glorious result that can be achieved on earth, an incomparable valuable, is to be a co-worker of the Lord and to help countless souls to gain the kingdom of God. Blessing on earth and heavenly bliss one day will be the reward for such work. Your present work is instead of activity useless for eternity, and for endless times the children of the world will hear the words which the Lord Himself speaks to them through a child devoted to Him. This is an unspeakable grace for the earth, that the Lord cares for His little sheep and wants to give them news of His nearness and His readiness to receive these little sheep into His flock. Hear His call and follow it. Respect His servants, and do not let all the admonitions the Lord conveyed to you through them go unheard, then you too will learn to recognize the nature of the Godhead and take the right path. Amen.